couple of fellas came along up to no good, I guess, so I pushed them on their way.
Well, thank you. You're new here? I know the other attendants, but...
Yeah, I'm new.
Well, here we are. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, sir. Hot night, isn't it?
Yeah. It's quite a handkerchief you got there.
And whenever I get a tip, I tie some of it in the end like this. And I make a knot just so I won't lose it.
Oh, good idea. If you don't mind...
No, I don't mind at all. Oh, Kali, have I done well in your eyes? Have I done well, Kali?
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Traveler's Tale.
Why do you change your brand again?
Yeah, which is a psychological sign showing that the patient, one Johnny Bridges, is seeking to give up cigarettes. That the said patient hasn't quite got the willpower to do it, but his applicable moral powers are being harnessed to an effort that will eventually rid him of the demon weed. Okay. But at least I've cut down. Anything on the go?
We're meeting Ames after lunch. Discuss the last job that came up. Seems like we might need help there. Just a few more of the boys doing legwork.
Sure. You know, joking apart, what makes a man tick? What makes, for instance, a killer tickling, huh?
Many things.
And a guy like the New York Strangler? 8 victims strangled the same way. Another one earlier this morning. I guess he gets a kick out of it of some kind, huh?
Yeah. What does Kardofsky say? The supreme emotion, that of taking life.
Sure, to some.
One can understand the exultation in some way at the killing.
You think homicide will get him, this particular guy?
Why not?
Just a feeling.
You?
Yeah, sure, I got wavelengths, too. I reckon they'll call us in.
Could be. Wonder what he uses.
Killer boy? A cloth, maybe.
Must have had a lot of practice. I remember all the reports on the killings run the same way. Actual death is caused by the neck being broken, snapped. Strangulation at first, obviously, then the coup de grace. A method which this guy uses with speed and finesse.
Finesse, yet?
I mean it, Johnny. Seems a kind of art to it. I wonder.
What?
Just a feeling.
You?
Yeah, I wonder if homicide knows much about the history of India.
Come again?
On the way to Ames, we'll drop in on the boys. Whether we get called in or not, we can take a look-see.
Before he strikes again?
Before he or they strike again, Johnny.
Mighty Kali, we praise thy name. Stand, brothers. A cup the right palm. Your left hand supports the right palm.
Oh, Thaddeus, the sugar.
Right here, Ali.
Brother, take from the sugar. Take it to your mouth and bow the head in obeisance, Ali, as you eat. Take, eat. This is the sweetness of Kali. I'm happy to see you are with us, Brother Alan. Take, eat. This is the sweetness of Kali. Brother Ronald, take, eat. This is the sweetness of Kali.
That's a lot.
Now, brothers, the time has come. Oh, great goddess, you have given us of your favors.
Brother Thaddeus has killed in your name.
In your name, great goddess.
How much?
$72.50, gold watch. He didn't have anything else on him.
Good enough.
Great goddess, as in days gone by, you gave an abundance of rupees to Jorah Naik and Koduk Bunwari in their need. So we beseech thee, fulfill our desires. We are assembled here, five of us, five men who do your bidding, O Kali. Have we pleased you? If so, show us the way.
It'll need a lot of footwork, Nick.
Yeah. You're still thinking it's not the work of one man, Lee?
One man or more than one man? Men trained to do it, to kill in that fashion.
It just doesn't make sense, does it?
To them, it may.
Look, I know you guys are busy right now, but how come you don't come in on this, huh?
Well, you can handle it, Nick.
Oh, I don't know, Lee. I'm stymied. All the usual avenues, nothing. Now, you come along with this theory. You know what you've done, don't you?
You tell us.
If what you say is correct, you've just added another ton of gray hairs to my head. Delaney, homicide. Yeah, he's with me. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll call him. Lee, your boss wants you.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah. Oh, no, sure, we've got other stuff to get on with. Yeah, the incitement to riot, for one. That could hold, mind you. Ames, how did you know to get us here? Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. Nick here says he's stuck. Okay? Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks, Ames.
So what does he want?
Tony Ferrucci has cracked his side of the Belton case. Ames is taking it all back to narcotics again.
Oh, great. So we get to take a vacation?
No, we get to help Nick here.
Hey, you're on it? Oh, that's terrific.
My guess is that Ames kind of knew we'd be interested.
He knew. He knew to call us here in Nick's office. Nick, I want all the stuff. Depositions, findings from your guys, the lot.
Okay.
And we go hunting?
Yep. There are no leads so far, Johnny. Time is something we have plenty of. You know the meaning of the word thug?
You told me. Deceiver.
Yeah, from the Sanskrit word tugna, to deceive. They flourished for many centuries in India. They worshipped Kali, the goddess. They lived by omens and ceremonies, and they killed travelers mostly. Their operations, collectively called tugi, must have seen the death of over a million people.
And it all came to an end over a century ago?
Yeah, about 1840.
And you think it's starting up again now?
Not as a massive effort, no, but some crazy guy has gotten himself a vehicle to satisfy an instinct to kill, to recruit members to kill for the cult. And they share the profits.
Just ordinary thieves, in other words.
And more than that, Johnny. I'm just hoping that if we're on the right track, that this is just a gimmick. A mastermind behind it for profit. The trouble is, Johnny, it has religious overtones.
You mean a guy can get hooked on it?
Yeah.
And you still think more than one guy?
Right.
Okay, I better take off. I get to use Nick's men as well?
Sure thing.
Now, who am I looking for? Asiatics?
Maybe. You follow up every clue you can, see? Keep tabs on all new sects and cults. New York is full of them. This may be an offshoot of one of them.
What are you going to do?
What's the time?
7 p.m. Why?
Just asking. All the killings have been around 2 in the morning. You can give me a lift back to my apartment. Tell Nick I'll be there.
I can contact you there.
Nick will. These killings go in cycles. One's due just about now. Yeah, I guess he'll call me just after 2.
Down here, Lee, but you said you wanted it that way.
Yeah, I'd like to inspect the body.
Right over here. Here it is.
We're about 10 feet in from the sidewalk. Where do the shadows fall, Mick? Show me where a man might stand and wait.
Over here, I guess, Lee. Come on over here. Yeah. There's good cover here. From here, a man could walk out or spring out, grab his victim, and bring him back into the alleyway, you know.
Smell something, Mick? Something very faint. Well, maybe you wouldn't catch it. Look, bring your torch over. Will you shine it on the floor, on the ground?
Okay. Here I am.
And what do you see? A sort of ash? You know, something burned around?
Yeah. Looks like a cigarette ash. Here we are. Yeah, like a cigarette.
Still has the faint odor. Mick, get the body in. Call Johnny for me. This bit of ash is going to lead us right to the killers.
That's all right. Missing eye picked it up, Lee.
Can you identify it?
Oh, heck, I don't know. All right, I know things like rose petal, amderash, Nepali, cloud hills, but oh, more than that, I don't know. Chemically, I can't tell you what this is. You said you smelled it.
Yeah, what I smelled, of course, was the faint odor of it still lingering in the air, even half an hour later.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't any of the ones you mentioned.
You sure?
I'm sure. Richard, it was more like Kipal. Now, where would I find incense? In bulk, I mean. I imagine a cult, a group of people using the stuff in ceremonies. Where would they buy in bulk? Kipal, especially.
Oh, a few places, Lee. 42nd Street's got a few places.
It's got a lot else, too.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, I'll give you the addresses. Mick Ricardo knows the streets, the district well. I'll get him to take you down there. Hang on, I'll give him a call.
Hey, Mick, we'll pick it up from here.
Okay.
I'll lead over to the counter.
We'd like to buy some incense.
What kind is it you are seeking, sir?
We're not sure. We had a party a little while back. Some friends brought some along. We'd remember the smell of it. I wonder if you wouldn't bring out what you've got.
You understand we are selling only in bulk, isn't it?
Oh, we know that, yes.
Excusing me for one moment, please.
Mahmoud.
I am being busy. One moment, please.
Okay, all right.
You see, sir, we are having many kinds. You wish that I am burning some for you, isn't it?
Yes, please. You see, I want the right kind for a certain something.
Well, first, then, we have some good Nepali here.
No, that's not it. That's not quite.
Oh, then we will be trying this one, amderash.
No, I don't think it's that.
Oh.
Let me smell the Kipal.
All right.
Perhaps I can help you. I know about these things.
Thank you, Ali. Bye.
I do not know you, brother.
There are not many that know me. My friend and I, well, look, perhaps we could go somewhere to talk.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Mahmoud, give me 4 packets of Kipal.
Coming, sir. Here you are, sir.
Oh, thanks. Well, shall we go somewhere? My apartment's nearby. In fact, just up the street. Sit down, please. You're from here?
From New York, yeah. My friend and I. Well, you should understand.
You greeted me in the old fashion. Ali, bye. Ali, my brother.
Yeah, that was the greeting used in India last century. It's still used when the Brotherhood lifts its head.
Strangely enough, I am called Ali. Ali, alias Clive Dixon, or the other way around.
Hmm? All the Patels, the leaders, were called Ali. You head a sect?
Yeah. You?
Johnny and I, we're dilettantes. Oh. We're both interested in history, archaeology, the ways of the old. Johnny was once a pupil of mine at Princeton, chair of Eastern philosophy.
Oh, you were a professor?
For my sins, yeah. Yeah, I've always believed that one day certain powerful beliefs would lift their heads again, such as the thugs, the deceivers, you know?
Oh, and what took you into Mahmoud's today?
Huh? We're new here, just getting the feel, you know?
You want some coffee or something?
I don't think so, but I tell you, we'd like to meet again.
You realize that, well, we're not exactly dilettantes. We put into practice what we believe.
Well, as it should be. You have a priest?
I'm the priest, yeah. We're meeting tomorrow night to take the sugar again. You want to come along?
Oh, I'd like that. Johnny?
Yeah, sure thing.
Oh, very well. 8 tomorrow night. Here.
Thank you very much.
The name again?
Lee Masterson.
See you tomorrow night. I don't have to ask you to keep this to yourselves.
To ask that of one of the Brotherhood is tantamount to... Well, you know.
Sure. Sorry. Good night. See you tomorrow. Yeah, we'll see. We shall see. Oh, Thaddeus. Ali here. I've just had a strange meeting. Oh, no trouble. No. Someone who knows the ropes. Tell me, how would we find out if someone were on the staff of Princeton University or not? A professor, a man called Lee Masterson. Yeah? No, I am not drunk, and I know what I'm doing. Yeah? You'll find out yourself? Good. And don't forget the meeting tomorrow night. Eh? Ring me back here. I'll wait in for the call. Good. Thank you, Thaddeus.
Get through to Princeton immediately. Use what means you have to. I think you'll be contacted there. And I wanted to say that a Professor Lee Masterson held the chair of Eastern Philosophy and left the university.
Allie, I checked. Seems okay. Still worries me, though. You know, the way you bumped into each other like that. But if you say it's okay, then it's okay, I guess.
Okay, maybe you'd like to tell me what's going on.
Luck, Johnny. Fantastic luck. Maybe a little more than that. Following the clue of the incense, I mean. But meeting him right there.
What made you address him the way, Ali Bai?
Sixth sense. It is the traditional way of greeting, or it was. Ali was a name they used among themselves. Didn't denote anyone in particular.
And you still think this Cali cult is responsible for the killings?
Yeah, it all ties up. The killing the other night. Someone stood there in the alleyway, burned incense. On the surface, a darn stupid thing to do. But someone who was bolstering up his courage, maybe. To kill, to strangle. And break a neck.
So, what do we do?
I go along tonight. You don't.
Why the heck not?
Because even though we suddenly produce the Princeton University cover, they don't trust us. I think they'll spring something on us. Or me. I go alone.
So what do? Twiddle my thumb somewhere?
I want you to be outside, with Nick and a few boys. I want you to follow wherever they may take me.
And if they try to knock you off?
They won't. Not for a while. I may even talk them out of that. Johnny, You stay here in your apartment. I'll bring them here. Have Nick and the boys here. Record us on.
Well, what are you going to do?
Kill you.
What did you say?
Kill you. Or at least fake it. Now, you'll have to play along.
Oh, I will. I'm not fond of having my neck broke. Ali, you sure you...
I'm sure. This must be the way. They'll want to test me. If I can prove I know about the cult, know what I'm doing, they'll think to let me join them. Nick, tape recorders, and a lot of bluff from you, Johnny.
Yeah, cloth around the neck, huh? With the coin knotted in one end, two hands behind the neck, a sudden jerk up, the neck snaps.
So the books say.
Oh, boy.
Is agreed, then?
Yeah, it is agreed.
Professor Masterson, you have heard Ali. You have heard the cult, the Brotherhood. It is desired that you prove yourself.
Of course, I, frankly, haven't killed a man before, but, well, in the pure interest of, you know what I mean, I'm prepared to see it through. Man's life, compared with a thing like this, the belief in Kali, well, I mean, that life is nothing.
A good words, Brother Masterson.
You, have selected a victim?
Yes.
Someone off the streets?
No. The young man with you.
Bridges, I think Ali said his name was. He's the one that you're to kill, if you're on the level.
Very well, I can go to him.
We'll come with you after the ceremony, Ali.
Brothers, we shall take of the sugar and the water of Kali. Stand in a line, your right palms cupped as before, your left hand supporting your right palm. Thaddeus, bring the sugar. Oh, goddess Kali, as in days gone by, you gave an abundance of rupees to Joran Nike.
That'll be Lee. Nick, you okay?
Yeah, I'm going out to the fire escape. Shout and we'll come running, okay?
Okay. The tape going?
Yeah, fix into the flower pot. No one will find it. Okay, now good luck.
Johnny.
They're coming.
Oh, hi, Professor.
Johnny, apropos our meeting with our friend the other day, we thought we might discuss a few things. Can we come in?
Yeah, sure.
This is Brother Thaddeus, Brother Ronald, Brother Alan.
Oh, we greet you in the name of Kali.
Yeah, sure. Sit down, you guys. Something to drink? Professor, you got a cold or something? That thing in your hands?
Johnny, I regret to do this, but it is demanded of me. What the goddess and the Brotherhood demand, I cannot disobey.
Hey, now, wait a minute now.
There. Told you I'd do it.
You have good hands, brother. We shall remove the body. Brothers, you have seen what has happened. We have a new strangler to join us, to enable us to reap even more.
You mean you've done this before?
Professor Masterson, all the killings, the so-called strangler of New York, us, we have shared the killings among us, and, of course, the profits.
I think that's all we need, Johnny. Up you get. Call Nick in.
Nick, get in here.
What's going on? What is this? No, a trap. I know it. I know it.
He's heading for the window. Nick, grab him. He's got the curtain cord around his neck, and he's hanging down outside the window.
Yeah. I reckon it's too late. Lee, come on over. You other guys stay where you are.
What happened?
He went for the window, Lee. We're one story up. Yeah. I guess he's dead. Strangled, or maybe a broken neck?
Yeah. Most likely. Nick, bring these guys along. Go down to your office. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Gerry van Beek.